Dreamscape presents Feed Them Silence by Lee Mandello. Narrated by Natalie Nottis. 1. The portable surgery unit hulked at the edge of a tracked field, ringed by 4x4s and a lone Jeep. Sean's environmentally conscious subcompact had given up the ghost a mile out from the GPS coordinates. She left it stuck in a truck-sized rut and trekked the rest of the way in her new pair of Timberlands. Oncoming blisters burned her pinky toes. In the distance, the seam between tree line and farmland marked the outer rim of their wolf pack's territory. Outside of the behemoth medical trailer, her lab assistant Alex fiddled with his phone in a camp chair. Generators roared loud enough to mute the birds and the insects and anything else alive. Alex hadn't heard her approach either. "Have they started?" she called out. He jerked, phone catapulting from his startled fingers. Without breaking stride, Sean plucked it from the grass near her feet, still playing a music video. She dropped it onto his outstretched palm and grinned at his mildly reproving expression.
"They've been in there a while. Page them and see," he said.
The light on the unit's lift glowed red. Surgery in progress, or about to be. She paged through the walkie-talkie attached to the railing and said, "Hey, Dr. Kel Ludon here. Apologies for the delay, my car couldn't take the off-roading. Am I too late to scrub in?" A delay, then an unfamiliar voice replied.
"Francis thinks, yes, too late. We're underway with the animal. The team can handle it, though, no worries."
"Well, shit." She flopped onto the grass next to Alex's chair, stomped flat for seating where the mobile surgery unit's incursion hadn't turned the earth to sucking mud.
"You would have only been observing anyway," Alex said.
Sean propped her forearms on her knees and flexed to crack her neck, back, hips. The crunchy pop at the base of her skull set off a lancing, residual throb through her temple. She massaged the pink wheel of scar tissue, stiff and slick in the midst of the bristled hair growing back around it. The surgical procedure she'd undergone for the project was minimal. Neural intervention for the animal was more significant, as the grant phrased it.
"Which one did we trap? Do you know?" she asked.
"Kate, I think," he said.
Sean skimmed through her field observation notes. Kate, adult female, approximately 4 years of age, structural member of the pack, hadn't ranged off on her own or whelped despite sexual maturity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?